Rick Toman is the Alaska Region Climate Sciences and Service Manager at the National Weather Service. He says over the last 3 years, advances in modeling are giving meteorologists more confidence to say what the future looks like. And based on those techniques, he says Alaska will see a significantly warmer winter this year.
We've got a very strong El Nino in progress. We also have very warm sea surface temperatures continuing in the Gulf of Alaska. We've got less sea ice than the long-term normal. So all of those things add up to really give us a leg or a leg and a half up on those warmer than average temperatures.
And what may be good news for those who shoveled their own driveways, Toman doesn't see much snow in the late winter.
There is a tilt towards drier than average winters during these moderate and strong El Nino events.
Toman adds, it only takes one or two significant weather events to dump enough snow for mushers and skiers. With the warmer temperatures, expect more days of freezing rain. Toman says the conditions that turn roads into ice rinks have been increasing over the last 5 years, but he says that increase seems to be part of a cycle. In the 1920s and 60s, there were also significant periods of freezing rain.
So we've kind of had in the last 100 years three of these spikes in freezing rain events followed by years worth when there was hardly any.
With increasingly robust tools and techniques, Toman predicts within a few years, forecasters should be able to say how stormy any season is likely to be. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.